Chapter 10. Going Global. In 2010, when Netflix began growing globally, I thought a lot about the organization's culture. Did it need to change to be successful around the world? I didn't want to change too much, as the company was working well, but I wasn't sure if our open feedback, low rules, and keeper tests could work in other countries. We first opened in Canada, and a year later in Latin America. Between 2012 and 2015, we moved into Europe and Asia Pacific. We opened offices in Tokyo, Singapore, Amsterdam, and Sao Paulo. Then, in 2016, we took a big global jump, and people in 130 countries could all subscribe to Netflix. In just 3 years, our non-US subscriber numbers grew from 40 million to 88 million. After 3 years, there were twice the number of Netflix employees, most of them in the US, but also from lots of different places. We wanted employees to be as diverse as our subscribers, because we understood that this was important for Netflix's success. It didn't take long to understand that some parts of our business culture worked well around the world. Employees in other countries enjoyed feeling free just as much as the U.S. employees did. In some places, people found it a little harder to make decisions without checking a rule book or asking their managers. But this didn't last. Americans aren't the only people who love to be in control of their own lives and work. There's nothing cultural about that. Other things, like the keeper test, were harder to move around the world. Giving people a lot of money to leave their jobs is often difficult in some European countries because of employment rules. So, we had to change this a bit. As our business culture is so important to our success, I wanted to do all we could to understand the countries we were moving into. We needed to know how the Netflix culture was different and could become a problem. Then we could have important conversations and learn to work better. The culture map. At about that time, somebody lent me Aaron's book, The Culture Map. The book compares the cultures of different countries by looking at different behaviors. These are things like how much employees listen to managers, how decisions are made in different parts of the world, how we build trust differently in different cultures, and most important for us at Netflix, how open people are with critical feedback. We decided to look at the cultural maps for the countries where we have offices and talk about what we discovered. As we studied the maps, we understood that some of the problems we were having in our offices were because of cultural differences. For example, in both the Netherlands and Japan, people prefer to agree decisions as a team. The Netflix idea is that the person who knows most about something is always responsible for making the decision. This was difficult for many people in our Amsterdam and Tokyo offices. In the Netherlands, employees have no problem in going against what their managers say. But in Singapore, employees need to be told directly to make a decision, even if the manager doesn't agree. We were also surprised when comparing the idea of trust. At Netflix, we trust someone if they can do the task. But in most of the countries where we had new offices, trust was more about knowing the person. At Netflix, most meetings are short, as we believe that you can find answers to even important problems in 30 minutes. Before studying the cultural maps, we avoided spending time talking about non-work things in meetings. But as we started hiring employees around the world, we found that this didn't always work. We are a team, not a family, is about high performance. It's not about using every minute for work. You still need to get to know your colleagues and care about the people you work with. It's important to understand how people from different cultures behave differently. For example, most Americans are happy to sit alone for 30 minutes over lunch during a busy day. But leaving a Brazilian alone over a meal is culturally wrong. The culture map helped us to feel ready to work in lots of important and difficult situations with people from different cultures. Often, there were easy answers to the problems we discovered, but this wasn't always true. Ideas about being open are very different around the world.
Feedback that works in one country may not work in another. For example, the direct negative feedback given by a German manager might seem unkind in the U.S. The positive feedback of an American might seem unnecessary and not really true in Germany. The Thai manager learns never to criticize a colleague in front of others. The Israeli manager learns always to be open and direct. Colombians are trained to make negative messages softer with positive words. The French are trained to criticize with passion and not to give much positive feedback. More direct cultures use words like totally or strongly before or after negative feedback, which makes it feel stronger. More indirect cultures use words like a little, a bit, and maybe when giving negative feedback. These words make the criticism sound softer. The Japanese, the most indirect of the cultures where Netflix has an office, use lots of softer words when giving negative feedback. And sometimes they don't really give any feedback at all, not openly. When Netflix opened in Japan in 2015, the Japanese employees weren't comfortable with giving open feedback to their managers. Giving feedback to other employees in a meeting was even more difficult. Netflix managers learned some important lessons for how to get people to be more open. This wasn't just in Japan, but in many other indirect cultures around the world. The first lesson was, with indirect cultures, plan feedback moments.
In most cultures where direct negative feedback is uncomfortable and unusual, we learn something important. You need to clearly explain and allow time for people to plan their feedback.
The second lesson Netflix learned was talk, talk, talk.
It doesn't matter where you come from. When you're working across different cultures, you need to talk, talk, talk. One of the best ways to get better at giving feedback to people from different places is to ask questions and be interested in the other person's culture. Ask another colleague from that country first, "How does my message sound? What's the best way to say this in your culture?" The more questions we ask, and the more interested we are, the better we all become at feedback around the world. It's important to remember a final lesson. Everything is relative.
As with all cultural things, when it comes to giving feedback, everything is relative. The Japanese find the Singaporeans too direct. The Americans find that the Singaporeans aren't clear or open. The Singaporeans who join Netflix are surprised that their American colleagues are very direct. To many Dutch people, the Americans at Netflix don't seem direct at all. Netflix wants to be a global organization, but its culture is still very American. You have to be careful. You have to plan. You have to be flexible. With a little information and a little care, you can give the feedback you need to give in the best way.